So who doesn't like investing in stocks? Millennials, apparently. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. When it comes to investing in stocks, millennials, those aged 18 to 35, continue to lag behind their elders. That's according to a survey by Bankrate.com. Who's most comfortable investing in stocks? Get the answer to that and other questions from Jill Kornfield, analyst at Bankrate. First, Jill, millennials trail the pack. What percentage of this group invests in stocks?
Well, Charlie, I just want to say that not investing is kind of an American problem for all age groups, because more than half of people don't invest at all. But that number is really even higher for younger millennials, ages 18 to 25. A huge majority, 80% of them, aren't in the stock market at all.
That works out to about just 1 in 3 millennials overall investing in the stock market?
Something like that.
It seems to improve the older millennials get, though.
Yes. I mean, I think there are several reasons why people don't invest at that age. And the differences between the age groups within that millennial demographic are interesting. Obviously, not enough money is a big reason. But the younger ones, interestingly, 35% of those younger millennials are blame not enough money for investing, for their lack of investing. And the older ones, that number goes to 57%. They're more likely to blame lack of funds on the younger ones, and I think there's a few reasons for that. The older ones likely have bigger salaries, they have more money, but then they also have more demands on their money.
Now, this number improves pretty dramatically when it comes to Gen Xers, those aged 36 to 51. I guess more than half or just more than half invest in stocks?
Yes. At that point, I think their salaries are bigger, their careers are starting to take a more settled air, and they're also more confident in their own investing skills.
The number dips a bit as far as baby boomers are concerned. Is that because more of them are retired these days?
I think baby boomers have several reasons for staying away from the stock market. I think they're definitely gun-shy about volatility in the marketplace, and they're also squeezed for money.
48% of baby boomers aged 52 to 70 are investing in stocks. You made mention of this before. Bankrate says that overall the general population is still shying away from investing in the stock market.
Yes, 54%, which is actually up slightly from the last time we did this survey.
Is it the volatility? Is it money? Is it all these things?
I think it's all these things together, and I think it really is different for different age groups. I mean, I think definitely younger millennials are very, you know, the youngest ones, 18 to 25, are very concerned about how little they know, and they really do know very little.
that lack of knowledge doesn't really improve with age.
It may not, but people actually feel more confident. They feel
right.
That it does improve. There is also, I think, for younger ones, a false optimism. I don't have data on this, but one advisor, who is himself a millennial, said that they just think, well, I have all the time in the world to do this. I don't need to do this now because I've got decades to put money away.
Sure. Also, Jill, those with higher level of education and higher income, they're more likely to invest, correct?
Yes. People with more money and who obviously have achieved something in terms of a career, salary, they're often in jobs where they're surrounded by a workplace with people. They're surrounded by people who themselves are investing. Everything in their life says that you should be investing in the stock market. The HR department that talks about the 401k,
Yeah. Again,
they often have access to a financial advisor to give them information and advice.
Now, just about 3/4 of individuals with incomes of at least $75,000, they're in the market.
Yes.
And this is a huge contrast when you compare it to just, what, under 10% of people who earn no more than $30,000. That's a stark contrast.
Correct. It is a stark contrast. And I think the reasons for that are that people who have less money to stretch are really unable to enter the marketplace.
And this stretches to education as well. Those with higher education are more likely to invest.
Yes. They know more, and they're also surrounded by people who know more.
Jill Kornfield, analyst at Bankrate.com, thanks very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a great day.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.